Well, we are back once again from Mike and Mike's Off-Air Podcast. Mike O'Neill and Mike Pesto. Why am I saying both of our names?
Well, we're here. So that's all. They believe we are here. And how are you, my friend?
Someone actually asked me once. So it's Mike and Mike's Off-Air Podcast. Whose name is first? I said, it's all up to you.
Who's on first? What's on second? I've been telling
you
this. You
just dated yourself beyond belief, by the way.
Well, with the quality of the quote, I'm perfectly comfortable with that.
So what was it like seeing them live?
Oh, I wish I had, but obviously I did not. Hey, before we get rolling into this,
yeah.
I still can't believe this. I used to be on K-Jug for years and years. You were on K-Jug for years and years and years. And every year, a big part of that was going out to World Ag Expo. And I just checked my calendar. It's next week.
And yeah, it's always right around Valentine's Day.
And it was, which is ironic. I'll have to come back to that. But because that World Ag Expo screws up restaurants for Valentine's Day because everybody's in town.
I remember when I was working part-time at Crawdaddy's, and Keith Korsgaden actually talked with me about that, because World Ag Expo brings in a ton of business. Valentine's Day for restaurants brings in a ton of business. It would be nice if there was a little bit more separation between those two, so you could have a ton of business, a little break, and then a ton of business, as opposed to a blank ton of business all in one day when Valentine's Day falls directly in line with the World Ag Expo.
And for years and years, the running joke was Colleen and I had not been to Red Lobster here. We had never been there, and we wanted to go. I wanted to go for Valentine's Day, and every year, slammed, we had to go somewhere else. And the reason is they don't take reservations.
That's true. You do have to go there and then give a name. And then depending on how long it is, you can like leave and then come back. But every once in a while I've done that, they get to your name a little faster than it's anticipated.
Well, it sure doesn't happen Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Farm Show. And we discovered that for years. We finally ended up going not during World Ag Expo because we wanted to go. And we enjoy going there now. But that was a long time running joke. Anyway, my question is, what do you miss, if anything, from going out to World Ag Expo? I know what I miss.
I only went out there, believe it or not, one time. And it was just seeing everything, being a part of that. Because for the longest time, when Lisa Hamilton and I did the show together, she had the chance to go out there a little bit more often than I did because she had a lot more tenure here, obviously. Right. She was a staple on KJUG for years and years before I came to the Valley. So there was one year that we both had a chance to go out there, and I just remember being like a kid in a candy store. Finally seeing all of it, and to say nothing of the food vendors that are out there. I remember, I think I had a New York strip steak sandwich or a tri-tip steak sandwich, and it was incredible.
You just found my number two.
Okay.
Definitely, definitely the food. And where the K-Jug booth used to be for a long time, depending on how long you went out to the farm show, it was either D9 or L9.
Okay.
Because they redid them both twice. But anyway, and they're not there anymore. But right next to that booth is a Portuguese booth that makes the best pork loin sandwiches I've ever tasted.
Oh, boy.
With the Portuguese wine in the barbecue sauce. And they just gave them to us. If we were smart enough to say, right here, live on K-Jug, right next to the Portuguese booth here at L9.
And you do it just like that. You say it a little louder as you walk a little closer to them. They just heard that. Oh, thank you so much. Here you go.
Bing and bang, two sandwiches on the table and lunch. And I missed the food. And when I first came to K-Jug, I just thought that the 14-foot jug was the coolest thing that a radio station could ever haul around. It was so big and so amazing. There were places I couldn't take it. If I took it to the drag races, it was too tall to haul under the ticket booths to get it close to the starting line. You always have to look out 14 feet. It's really 14 feet tall, and you have to be careful. But when I went to the farm show, I was like, wow, compared to a tree shaker, this thing's nothing. I didn't realize that they had big pieces of agricultural gear that were so large and so many moving parts. It was just so, I mean, it was just like, every booth I walked around and looked at. And I was just overwhelmed. And you learn by osmosis just walking around in there.
The only time I ever had a chance to see anything that large, talking about the farm equipment out there, was before I moved here. I lived in Illinois, was born and raised there in the shadow of Chicago. And they have the Museum of Science and Industry.
I love those.
And they have a whole section that's dedicated to agriculture. They'll switch it out every once in a while, but they have an actual piece of machinery. Because keep in mind, when it comes to Illinois, you've got Chicago. The other 9/10 of the state is all farmland for the most part. A lot of it's corn. So a lot of it is the machinery that they would use to gather corn and how it works and how it evolved. And then they would have one of the big pieces of equipment there that kids could get up into and just feel like they're actually behind it. And having been back to Chicago last summer with my son and the whole family, it was his graduation trip. The way they have it now is as you get in, you're surrounded by screens. Mm. So it makes it feel like you're actually on board it as it's going through a cornfield.
God, I would love that. I didn't realize we had co-nerdery in common. When my family, when we lived in Portland, Oregon, would go to the zoo, I would go on the same property to the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, OMSI.
Okay.
And I'd stay the whole day by myself in there, just walking around and just touching and playing with. And that's where I wanted to be. Number one, it was cool because I was only in like fourth grade that they would trust me with that. And it was a different world then. I was less likely to be snatched back then. But that's where I was. Everybody else was like, hey, look, an elephant. I'm like, hey, look, the lunar module. I think I won. But anyway, I didn't know we shared that.
That's very cool. All right. So we can say Super Bowl because we're not selling anything or promoting anything and making any money off of it. So the Super Bowl is coming up.
You taught me that.
And I learned that years ago when I lived in Las Vegas, speaking of which, that's where it is on Sunday, depending on when you take a listen to this particular podcast. Maybe the game's already happened.
You mean when the San Francisco 49ers are going to win? You mean that day?
Well, you can bet on that.
You can
bet on a whole lot of other stuff. I saw this Wednesday morning that 68 million adults, it's an estimate, will bet on the Super Bowl in some way, shape, or form. That's 1 in 4.
That is wild.
1 in 4. And I don't know if it's because it's in Las Vegas this year or because you watch the game and there's tons of commercials for MGM, for pro sports. There's like betting apps everywhere. Still illegal in California, strangely enough. But
everything else isn't.
Yeah, that's why it's a little strange. But the big thing is, and when I used to live in Las Vegas, there was a group of us, three of us, that worked for the radio station there. The week before the Super Bowl every year, we would go to the Imperial Palace. They always had the most unusual prop bets, like different things you can bet on. Is it going to be heads or tails? What's the first commercial that's going to be shown? So I have the official list of this year's prop bets.
Okay.
So I thought we could have a little fun with this and then spend the rest of the time just kind of talking about Super Bowls in general, the one that my team won in my lifetime, and the other time they went, they lost to the Indianapolis Colts.
But they won. You got a one.
Yeah, which I barely remember. The Chicago Bears, by the way, they won in 1985. It's been that long. But you knew this one was coming, so I'm going to start with the obvious one. How many times will Taylor Swift be shown on TV?
I don't know the actual answer to this, but I know that I've heard that they've asked them to take it down a notch. So I think it's going to be less than what we've seen so far. It seemed like there was a cutaway every time there was a break in the action, we got a Taylor cutaway. Oh, she's jumping up and down. Oh, she's rocking out with Mahomes' wife. Oh, she's... But it seems like slowly but surely it's
become... The novelty's wearing off a little bit.
I think so. And so you want a firm number.
So yeah. The odds makers have their number here. It's over or under a certain number. I'm going to see how close you can get to what the Vegas odds makers are saying it is. What would you think?
12.
Really? No.
Is that like not nearly
you're
enough?
You're way overshooting it. 4.5.
That's all.
If you think about it, going back to the actual games, it's typically when Travis Kelce would score a touchdown or a big pass, and He's had some good games recently, so there were some more cutaways to her. But yeah, so it's over or under 4.5 for cutaways to Taylor Swift, depending on what Travis Kelce does.
Well, and something I saw interesting this morning, they were talking to Travis' mom. Apparently, she's not in a box at the Super Bowl.
I'm going to be talking about that on the air.
So there's going to be less. I wonder where Taylor's going to be sitting. And so I wonder if it's not going to be as pretty a shot, maybe, and maybe there'll be less.
Taylor Swift is a billionaire.
I know.
Do you really think they're not going to be in a box?
I checked out the plane she owns. Yeah, she's doing fine.
Yeah, they will be in a box. Taylor Swift will be paying for a good portion of it, if not the whole darn thing, but they will be in a box.
Likely.
Mark my words.
Well, it wouldn't be safe for her not to be.
All right, so with Taylor Swift, again, she's just dating, not even engaged to, but dating Travis Kelce. Then you have Roger Goodell. He's the commissioner of the NFL. You can bet on this. How many cutaway shots to Roger Goodell during the game?
God. I don't know. Well, if Taylor only gets 4 and change.
Yeah.
Roger is the actual celeb in this particular venue.
When it comes to football.
Deserving of at least as many as Taylor, but.
One would think.
I'm going to go with more, I don't know. I'll go with a wash on Taylor.
Did you say 1.5?
That's all.
So they're guessing probably about one cutaway.
There's, and we're out.
Wow. I'm guessing probably before the game even starts, I'm guessing. But, you know, I guess I had to read between the lines with the prop bets because they're very particular about it. It may have to be between kickoff and the end of the game. He'll be on camera a lot at the end, obviously. He'll be on the field presenting the awards and all that. So
I thought you meant all of that. Oh, you meant just during the nebulous game cutaways.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a cutaway during the game. They have
that won't
1.5.
There's no reason to go to him. He's not as pretty as Taylor.
All right, how about this one? Mm. Will an unauthorized person enter the field of play? This is just simple yes or no.
I don't know if they will, but someone's going to try. People, have you met people, Mike? They're boobs. They're going to try. Someone's going to try. But it's good. And again, security will win out or it won't.
So no has it at the odds are minus 500. If I remember correctly from my days in Las Vegas, you would have to bet 100. We have to bet 500 to win 100 for a no. Wow. It's a little confusing, but maybe Vegas wants it that way. And then so the yes is plus 300. So if you bet 100, you would win 300 if someone actually does it.
God, I'm glad.
So they're basically saying chances are it's not going to happen. It's Las Vegas. It's the Super Bowl. Security a little tighter than a regular game. So
yeah, we'll see. There's been some interesting stuff.
It won't be me because I can't even afford to get to Las Vegas for the game. All right, so this one always pops up. What color liquid will be poured over the head of the winning coach? Yes, you can actually bet on that.
Well, it's generally red or yellow, so I'm going to go with red.
Red is number 2, actually.
No,
it's below purple, then red, then blue. Then it's a 3-way tie for 4th, lime, green, or yellow, then orange, then clear. And none of the above, which, by the way, if you bet $100 on none of the above, you could win $2,000.
That's right, because it could be water. It might not necessarily be the Gatorade.
Yeah, so clear or water, that's if you bet $100, you'll win $900.
Man.
So they're betting it's not going to be water.
Jeez.
All right, here's another one for you. And this is a two-parter. Will any player propose to his girlfriend after the game? So simple yes or no.
It's obvious where you're going with that, and I believe he's already said no.
Okay, well, this is generic, though. There are odds on that specifically.
There's no way. I'll just say there's no way it's going to be Taylor and what's his face. I should know Travis's
Kelce,
name, by
I'll
the way.
I'll give you the odds on that one in a second, but the no's have it. You would have to bet $290 to win $100, for that's the no. So they're favoring that. If you really think it is going to happen with somebody, including Travis and Taylor.
Have they ever cut away to the crowd for that at a Super Bowl game?
Well, this is after the game, they're saying. So specifically after the game, not like during the game, a proposal sort of thing. So if you honestly think it's going to happen, if you bet $100, you could win $210.
Wow.
Now, when it comes to the couple that you're speaking of, there are odds on that as well. The odds are it's not going to happen, as you said. So if you wanted to say it's going to happen, you would win $900 for a $100 bet on that particular wager.
I'm going to say no because Taylor, for sure, she hasn't gotten to be who she is and where she is by being random or chaotic. I think that that one would be thought through so hard. She's had relationships. She has an idea what she doesn't want. She probably has a good idea what she does want. They haven't been together that long yet, and so that's my feeling. So I'm going to say no.
This one's a little painful because the last time the Bears actually made the playoffs, which was 4 or 5 years ago, it was the infamous double doink game, if you remember that. And they made a big deal about it. It hit the upright once, hit it twice, and then didn't go through. So you can actually bet on will a kicker hit the upright or crossbar and miss, because every once in a while it'll happen. They'll hit the crossbar. It'll go in. I don't think you can bet on that, but you can bet on if it hits and doesn't go in. Do you think that's going to happen during the game?
Gosh, I don't know. That's such an odd one, isn't it?
It is. A lot of these are.
Anything can happen. Maybe. I don't know. The kicks have been weird lately. It seems like, especially the field goals, they haven't been hitting them as often as you thought they would. So maybe.
Odds are they're saying it's not going to happen, but you know, that's why you put maybe not $100 on that, but you bet a couple dollars here and there just to have fun with it. How about this one? Will any player be ejected during the game? Personal foul, you get two of those, you're out of the game. Those rules still apply even though it's the Super Bowl.
I'm going to say that the passions are going to be high during this game. Mm-hmm. They were high the last time they played. We didn't do so well. But I think if there's a potential for tempers to snap. So I'm going to say it is possible, yes.
More likely than not?
That's a good.
Because anything's possible.
Lightning
striking the stadium is
possible. I think more likely than not is a fair answer. Because I think it'll
Vegas has it the other way. They think there's less likelihood of a player getting kicked out. Because you also have to keep in mind, it's not like you could come back again next week. So I'm sure the coaches will be talking to the players. Hey, emotions are running high, but we can't have you back in next week's game. This is the last game of the season. So let's kind of watch it.
And we'll see. Chaos can run supreme when emotions run high, so we'll see what happens there. It's going to be a good game. I just hope it's not. I think we talked about this before. I just hope it's not a blowout. I just hope it's an interesting game and it's fun, and I'm really looking forward to the commercials.
As am I. You've got more of a rooting interest than I do since your team is actually in it. So, and I'm not one to want to see the commercials ahead of time. So I've heard rumors.
We're the same. I've seen only one because they bombarded us with it. We couldn't look away. But beyond that particular one, I have not seen anything, and I want to catch them as they run because that's, for those of you that don't know, that's what I do for a living here besides being on the air with Mike. I'm also part of the branding team that brands our clients and writes commercials. And so I'm always interested in a new way, a new look, a new something that hasn't been done before. But I'm interested in that in such a way as that when the commercial's over and I ask my wife, so what were they advertising? Heck if I know.
But it sure was a good commercial.
A dog flew into outer space and then was ejected out of an airplane. That's all I remember. Then my first thought was, well, that was a piece of crap commercial then because for $7 million, nothing was gained. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
And that's just the price tag for the airtime. We talked about this off the air a while back, that you still have to pay for whatever the production value is going to be on the commercial. And then if you're going to have a celebrity in the commercial, that has to be covered as well. So just 30 seconds of dead air, if you want to put it that way, cost you $7 million. What do you want to dress that dead air up with? That's an additional cost, obviously.
Isn't that wild? But again, these commercials generally are some of the best and most memorable commercials that are out there. But there's always two-ish.
Yeah.
They're like, what the hell was that about? It was so left of center, or it was so out there, or so esoteric, it just flies right by you. And for somebody that does it for a living, if I miss it, everybody missed it. And I'm not that smart, but the point is, if somebody that does it for a living is like, huh? Then it was a $7 million bust in my mind.
I wish I could give you an example, but every year it seems there's at least one commercial that really got me laughing, reacting some way or another, and then I'll watch the reviews the next day, because every single morning the next day, I love looking at the grades that the commercials got. And I'm looking, I'm like, and they give it a lower grade. What? So I'm curious to see what that commercial is going to be this year. And it's usually one that's just the opposite as well, where it's like, that was okay. And they, A+, best commercial of the day. I'm like, really?
What were you guys looking
apparently,
at?
Apparently, I'm no longer in the target demo. And I need to remind my mom of that every once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in her upper 70s now. So she has not quite realized most of the commercials during the Super Bowl are not speaking to her.
It's an online dating service for teens, Mom. Of course you didn't like the commercial or whatever.
And she doesn't like them all at this point and doesn't get them, doesn't understand them. She's like, why are they having this commercial? I'm like, Mom, because these commercials are people who still work for a living. You've been retired for years. This speaks to me. I got a job and kids at home.
Favorite all-time Super Bowl commercial or campaign?
I still have to go with the Budweiser Lizards. The Budweiser.
Same thing I was thinking.
It was, for the longest time, it was what they did with that. And then it was the Wagga!
Yeah.
Every year, it was something. And I noticed in recent years, there was one year they actually took off and they didn't advertise at all. And then a lot of it has been more the nostalgia. And one year when during the anniversary of 9/11, or maybe actually was the year of 9/11, it was just the Clydesdales walking to New York and then the little bow where the Trade Center buildings would have been. And so they've stepped back from the funny, and it's more about reintroducing the Clydesdales every year. And I can't wait, by the way.
They're on the way.
Hijacking your own conversation. They're going to be here next week.
Sure are. And we'll get to see the full hitch and the whole nine yards, brother. Should be pretty interesting. Yeah, you know when you're something in your commercial becomes a part of vernacular. And how many times, and be honest, did you turn to a friend and go, what's that?
Oh, geez, all the time.
Right? And so I had a thing when I was on KJUK at the end of my show, I would, at 5 o'clock, I did this whole big recorded, you know, Flintstones sound effect, checking out of work, blah, blah, blah. And then over the top of a very hot song, I was screaming at the top of my lungs, it's quitting time in jug country. And I did that for like 10 years. And I remember DJing. I was filling in for a friend at El Prez when it was still El Prez. I went in there and I realized that something in my show was working when three guys that were very hammered were standing together on the dance floor. One of their buddies tripped and fell down, and his other buddy went over him and did the, like, you're out of there hand sign and went, it's quitting time in jug country, bud. And I went, all right, one thing I'm doing is working. One thing, at least. And we've all said, wazzah. Right? That's that.
So it should be a fun game. Like you said, all I can hope for is a good game. All you can hope for is a good game with the 49ers ending up on top of it.
Yes, because if I don't, I'm going to have to manage my special son's mental psyche because he gets so upset when we lose. But that's because he's such a member of the Niner faithful. It should be a lot of fun. And, oh, good Lord, it just occurred to me. I guess it's on me next time.
Yes, it is.